May I speak in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The comedian Chris Rock does a bit about marriage, where he says, people are thinking of this all wrong. Most people say they want their marriage to be a partnership between equals. And what that can do is turn the relationship into a kind of infinite accounting book. Is the other person working as hard as I am? Are they giving up as much? Are they doing enough dishes? He says a better way to think about it is that each person is there to serve. You serve one another. And that's true in any relationship between friends or parent and child. The framing question transforms from, is the other person doing enough to serve me? To, what more can I do to serve them? So he says it's a little like being in a band. The band only holds together if everyone plays their role. But in any close relationship, those roles change over the years and even from day to day. So sometimes you're the lead singer, and sometimes you're in the back with the tambourine. So Chris Rock says, if it is your turn to play that tambourine, play it right. And play it with a smile, because nobody likes to see a mad tambourine player. So Maundy Thursday is a moment in time when we remember the last full day of Jesus' life on earth. We walk with him as he prepares to eat the Passover meal, as he shares bread and wine with his friends. And then as he humbles himself before them, washing their feet to show that he is not only their teacher and Lord, but also their servant. But somehow this act, which feels so profound when we hear about it in the Gospels, becomes suddenly disgusting and strange when we have to take part in it ourselves. Most of us feel self-conscious about Maundy Thursday foot washing and a bit weirded out. And I submit to you that Jesus and the disciples felt the same way. Peter is embarrassed when it's his turn to have his feet washed. And Jesus, who could have chosen any number of ways to humble himself, chooses this one. To embody the most complete and selfless act of servanthood he can imagine. From this, we can only guess that he found his friend's feet disgusting also. But this is the life of servanthood to which, through Christ, each one of us is called. Sometimes it means hosting the meal and sometimes washing the guest's feet. Sometimes you're the lead singer. Sometimes you're on tambourine. The passion and death of Jesus, if nothing else, are a story told with dignity. The Good Friday story is a terrible one. But there's also a certain sort of hero's glamour to it. Jesus stands so unflinching before Pontius Pilate. He forgives the thief crucified beside him. The Son of Man is so glorious that even his murder is glorified. It's a story with a suffering hero, and although most of us try to avoid suffering as much as we can, it's easy to hope that God will call us too to be heroes. When I pray about how God is calling me to serve the world, I'm usually hoping God will pick something great. But Maundy Thursday is different. Here Jesus is making a totally different point. That what counts in the end is not our heroism as much as our willingness to show love through humility.
that what makes us great is our willingness to serve. Because we are followers of Jesus not only in our greatest moments, but in the minutiae of our everyday lives and relationships. And when we are needed, especially by the people we truly love, we can find ourselves called to do things much less dignified than playing the tambourine and much less sanitary than washing each other's feet. We cancel plans when there's an emergency. We clean up when there's a mess. To preserve another person's dignity, we hold our breath and we sacrifice our own. And what Jesus tells his disciples, and so tells us, is that these actions are the ones that really count in the eyes of God. Not the ones that will make us famous, not the hero's journey of our fantasies, but the servant's path, which leads us ever deeper into love. And Jesus lets the wind right out of their sails, because what the apostles want is to be famous. They want to do something great. Through all of the Gospels, they show off for Jesus. They're shoving each other out of the way, each one trying to prove that he's the greatest and the most courageous and the most daring. But instead, Jesus says to them, what really matters in the end is that you are kind. Because he tells them, soon you will go out into the world to tell this story. And people might be listening, but they will definitely be watching. They will pay attention to how you treat one another. They will look at how you treat your family. They will notice whether you slow down for the slowest and the weakest or leave them behind. And that, says Jesus, is how they will decide whether following me is worth it. Not from the story of my life, but from the story your life is telling. And if we are gathered here tonight because we want to be followers of Jesus, the question for us as we enter into the last hours of his life is, what story are our lives telling? Maybe you'll choose to join the foot washing tonight, and maybe you won't. But tonight and tomorrow and in the days and years that come after this night, how can you continue to humble yourself in love? And remember that our faith means there is no task beneath us, and that nothing is too small to be noticed by the God made known to us in Christ, who on this night gives us one new commandment: love one another as I have loved you. Amen.